It is The Trent, it's Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams to talk about Arsenal, that is to come, but to also talk about Liverpool 2, Chelsea 1. The most sensible place to start, Josh, is always with the race map. And the first thing you see in this race chart is yet again another game where Liverpool go 2-1 or go a goal ahead. And the expected goal difference between the two sides is greater than one. And then it's eaten away as we get all the way through. It finishes 1.96 to 1.48, according to Statsbomb. Statsbomb actually have Chelsea higher than a lot of other providers that I've seen throughout this. They also have Liverpool a little bit closer to two than most other providers as well on this game. But it is noticeable to me that it is yet another game where Liverpool, as I say, they get themselves a goal clear. And then from there, though, the opposition do get a few opportunities, but there's only really one opportunity of real value that Chelsea managed to carve out.
Yeah, another game in which Liverpool are apparently obsessed with controlling the game state, to the extent where we take a one goal lead and as soon as Chelsea equalise, we score 30 seconds later and take it back again. So it's been a recurring theme, hasn't it, throughout the season. We haven't really been chasing at all at any point. We usually go when it's level and we usually get the lead first, and this was another case, another one of those games.
It was. There's not much happens in that first sort of half an hour period when Liverpool get the penalty that's thrown in there as well. There's been a little bit of goal mouth action, I think, at both ends, but no one getting opportunities. We're going to see a little bit of that in a minute when I go on to talk about Arsenal as well. But I think that these games more and more have got first 30s where teams really are feeling each other out. There's very little that happens there if you look at that first 30 minutes.